Yale Pediatric Gender Clinic accepts patients as young as 3 years old. By Spencer Lindquist on August 23, 2022. The co-founder and director of the Yale Pediatric Gender Clinic said in a video that she guides those as young as 3 years old through their gender journey. In a video reposted to Twitter, co-founder and director of Yale's Pediatric Gender Clinic Christy Olszewski said that she works with gender-expansive individuals, who range in age from 3 to 25. We help individuals who are questioning their gender identity or who identify as transgender or non-binary, Olszewski explained in the video. She goes on to say that we help them with their gender journey, including thinking through the benefits and the risks of medical intervention, as well as starting medical intervention. The director of the Boston Children's Hospital, Jeremy Carswell, said in a video that a child will often know that they are transgender from the moment that they have any ability to express themselves, also remarking that they knew from the minute they were born, practically. The Yale Pediatric Gender Clinic's website explains that, following an evaluation, children are offered a variety of medical treatments related to gender affirmation, including getting put on puberty-blocking drugs or hormone replacement therapy. Surgery is also available to those ages 18 and older. The Food and Drug Administration recently warned that Lupron and Sipralin LA, two drugs that are commonly used off-label as puberty blockers, may result in brain swelling and even permanent vision loss. Breitbart News previously revealed that the manufacturers of these puberty blockers, AbbVie and Endo Pharmaceuticals, have given money to various doctors involved with pediatric gender clinics. Multiple medical associations that endorse the use of puberty blockers in gender dysphoric youth, and even an organization dedicated to securing high-profile media appearances for children who consider themselves transgender. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.